You are listening to the new Mutual Audio Network. Welcome home.
The following audio drama is rated PG-13, suggesting that all children under the age of 13 should listen accompanied with an adult.
Chatterbox Audio Theater presents Romana Clay, an original production written by Robert Arnold, Part 2.
I'd like to know the meaning of a word. You know, there's a word I don't know what it means, and I'd like to know. I'd like for someone to tell me what it means.
Well, stranger,
what's the word?
It's, mandible.
That means jaw.
Gesticulate?
Gesture.
Hobnob?
Socialize.
Gouda?
That's a kind of cheese.
Gesticulomandibate.
You just made that up.
No. Find it in your dictionary.
It's not in there. It's not a word.
It is, too.
No, it isn't.
Why, just yesterday, somebody asked me how was my gesticulomandibate.
Oh, is that right? It sounds to me more like a verb than a noun, but you guys seem to be the experts.
Oh, yeah.
It's not in the fucking dictionary.
No there, fella.
What? Oh, what? Come on, Gary. Isn't this great? Isn't this what you want? Conflict. Conflict!
Ooh. Throw the book at us.
He threw. Oh, there wasn't.
He threw the book at us.
Book him. Book him!
Listen, guys, I've been thinking.
That's not very interesting, Stuart.
Dramatically, he means.
I think things might pick up a little if we had a woman around. Aren't there any women out here?
Women?
Women.
Women.
Women. Absolutely. Absolutely women. That would be great.
Well?
Women always get things moving.
Emotions run high around women.
Women. That's good. I like that. Women.
Well, okay. Great. So where are they?
Hey, women. You gotta ask Gary about women.
Gary, where are all the women?
Well, I suppose I can call some if you want.
Can you? Can you get them here?
No problem.
What about the rain?
It's even better in the rain.
More romantic in the rain.
Okay, then. Just give me a second.
Hey, wait a minute.
Yeah?
Wait a minute. What the fuck? What the fuck is that? Is that a fucking phone?
Stuart, I doubt if I need to explain to you that we just had this phone installed in the past few minutes, and that it can dial one or two numbers only. And I doubt I need to explain to you that the lines will go out as soon as you try to use it.
God, are you sure?
I'll give it a try.
Hello? Hello? It's dead.
Now, let me see. See, I get a dial tone.
Then you have to call a mechanic for me, or a tow truck.
Okay, Stuart. I will now use the phone for that purpose. See? It's gone dead again.
Oh, my God.
Better just stick with calling a woman. Who knows? It might get things moving for you.
Fine.
Great. Just give me a second.
Hey, Gary, listen, before you call, I don't want to sound like, you know, a jerk here, but considering what we need her for, can you make sure to call an attractive woman, you know what I mean?
Not sure I do. What other kind is there?
Well, you know, ugly women.
Son, this is America. There are no ugly women in America.
Don't you ever watch TV?
Amanda? Hi, it's Gary. Well, listen, I need some help.
Anything yet?
Oh, you'll know as soon as I do.
I'm not real sure what to do once she gets here. I was just thinking that with...
Hello there, boys.
Hello.
Why, good afternoon, stranger. Mind if I sit?
No.
This is good. Already my interest is growing.
I like who he's picked. She has a certain something.
A certain je ne sais quoi?
I don't know what it is.
But it's something.
Will you guys shut up, please?
Look, already she's making him nervous.
Am I making you nervous, stranger?
No. This is just kind of awkward, is all. This whole thing.
Awkward?
Well, for me.
I think our friend isn't much of a ladies' man.
I bet girls have made him nervous all his life. I bet since junior high.
Ooh, flashback.
Hi, Emma.
Oh, hello, Stuart Benson.
So what are you up to?
Nothing, Stuart Benson. Maybe I was just watching paint dry.
You were what?
You know, watching paint dry.
Oh, okay. Listen, Emma, I was just wondering...
Oh, my God, Stuart Benson, if you ask me out of something, I swear I'll tell everyone in the school you tried to rape me. I swear I will.
Oh, what? No, Emma, hold
Mrs.
on.
Mrs. Carson!
Oh, no. What the hell? You have no right to do that. Listen, Amanda, listen to me. That was 20 years ago. Oh, damn it. God damn it. Gary, can I talk to you for a second?
Yes.
Look, I don't think this is going to work.
What's the problem, friend?
Well, part of it is them, and part of it is, I don't know. I mean, she's just so, you know... much.
Yeah, a little too foxy for you? A little too wild?
It's just sort of intimidating, you know?
Maybe you just need to reach deep within yourself and find the courage to approach her.
Maybe you need to attempt some outrageous stunts to win her affection. Then realize that it's what's on the inside that really counts.
Maybe you're gay.
Enough! Okay, enough. I'm sorry, Gary. It seemed like a good idea.
Well, why don't you let me talk to her for a second? Before we give up, I mean.
I don't know.
Oh, trust me, okay? Just wait right here. Amanda!
Tell me about it, Stud.
Could I talk to you, please? Yes, he's been... Give him a little bit more. One more try.
Yes, of course. Okay.
What happened? What did she say?
Don't worry about it, friend. I talked to her.
So what? Is she mad?
Just relax. You've got another chance coming, huh?
Hello, gentlemen.
Hi, Amanda.
I'll have a milk, please, Mr. Gary.
Coming right up.
Poor little Amanda.
She's never been the prettiest girl, though she is awfully bright.
Always so graceless and so dowdy. If only she could grow out of her awkward stage, I bet she could find true love.
Watch. I'm sure she'll do something soon to illustrate her clumsiness and her general social discomfort.
Here you go.
Oh, I'm so sorry, Mr. Gary. It was an accident. I swear it was. Oh, I'm so graceless and dowdy.
Oh, don't worry about it, Amanda. No need to cry.
No need to cry. That's the joke. I get it.
Hi. Let me help you with that.
Oh, well, what do we have here? Another rake, I'll bet, another love 'em and leave 'em kind of guy. I know your type, mister, and I'm not interested. No, if only I could find the man of my dreams, the man of letters who will steal my heart.
Well, listen, I sell dictionaries.
Dictionaries? You do? Oh, should I chance more disappointment and pain? Can my poor little heart risk being broken again?
Risk it! Risk it!
No, make him prove himself first!
Your words are dazzling, stranger. I can tell you're a charmer.
You can?
But what I need in my life runs deeper than charm and pure physical attraction. I'm looking for true love.
Oh.
Okay.
And I'll know him, stranger, this true love of mine, by the way his lips feel when we kiss.
Oh, boy!
Underneath that frumpy exterior, I bet she's a real knockout.
Kiss her, idiot! Kiss her!
No! Too early! We need more tension. Back up.
What's your story, stranger? Another drifter, I suppose. Another professional heartbreaker. I know your type all too well.
I told you I'm Stuart Benson. I'm a traveling salesman.
And what do you sell, Mr. Benson? Oh, I'm sure it's something just brutal, like hunting gear, chainsaws.
I sell pocket dictionaries.
Dictionaries?
I told you that already.
Quick, Lloyd, now! Quick!
Oh, Stuart!
Amanda?
Kiss her, damn it! Do it now!
Amanda!
Scott, you here?
Uh-oh.
All right.
Get your hands off her, you son of a bitch.
Listen, wait. I think there's been some sort of misunderstanding.
Oh, God, my toes!
Oh, Scott, you disgusting brute!
You asshole! I think he broke my fucking toes!
Come on, baby! We're out of here!
Stuart, help me! Help me!
Oh, fucking hell!
Go after her, you fool!
Help her! Save her!
Are you kidding me? Jesus, I'm in a lot of pain here, all right?
Pitiful.
Pathetic.
Some leading man.
Hang on, Stuart. I'll get you a towel. Feeling better?
The bleeding stopped, at least.
Here's that towel. Oh, and some ice, too.
Thanks. So, I guess this is that scene on the park bench, huh?
Oh, it would appear so, wouldn't it?
Mind if I sit?
Not at all.
Thanks. Any idea what we're supposed to do in the scene?
I think it's just here to prove a point.
Oh. Okay.
They're a little upset, you know.
I don't care if they're upset.
They just thought it looked really promising.
Oh, fuck them. I don't care.
Listen, Lloyd wants you to reimburse him the quarter he put in the jukebox.
Oh, for God's sake.
Well, it's only fair if you think about it.
Hey, Gary, how about giving someone else a call?
No, thank you. No more calls.
Well, who do you have in mind, Bob?
We like the girl. We think she should come back.
Not interested.
Then another girl. We enjoy the romantic tension, the social awkwardness.
How about a different girl? I can call a different girl, huh, Stuart?
No.
Do it, Gary!
Gary, don't, please.
Oh, it'll be someone new, Stuart. It'll be a fresh start.
She'll hear the story of your recent failure, and her heart will go out to you.
She'll see some gem of worth in this hopeless case, this perpetual loser.
Oh, you sons of bitches.
Hi, it's Gary.
Gary, come on.
Can you stop by? There's someone here you should meet.
God damn it.
Too late. It's done.
Hola, señores.
Oh, for Christ's sake.
Hola, I am Maria Elisabetta Conchitelin. I am an immigrant whose parents died en route to America, land of freedom. Sadly, the only freedom they found from their suffering was death.
How bittersweet.
I am now of marrying age, but the customs of my country prevent me from marrying a foreigner. Tragically, in America, everyone is foreigner to me.
Better start drinking, honey.
She'll have to disobey the laws of her people.
She'll bring shame to her family and their untimely deaths.
Oh, she just needs someone strong enough to help her through.
Not interested.
Fuck shit hell. Is there no one who can satisfy a hip young businesswoman like me?
Well, she's really with the times.
Got quite a mouth on her.
Fuck shit fuckity fuck.
It's crudely endearing.
She just needs a with it kind of guy.
Look, it's not gonna happen.
I'm so scared. Will someone hold me?
Well, that's good. Yeah.
Oh, I just know I'll get a date to the dance.
Oh, yeah.
Who's got some spare change for a hooker with a heart of gold? My husband's away. Can anyone clean a pool?
Ooh, yeah.
If I don't have sex right now, I'll die.
Wait! Do something, you moron!
It's too late. They'll never regain that initial chemistry.
I say we lose her.
Yes, it's time.
She's obsolete. She's gone.
No, please, wait just a second.
Hey, guys, come on, give her a chance.
Sorry, Gary.
No.
It has to be done.
No.
Stuart, listen, you have to help her.
All right, so this is it, is it? This is my opening.
Look, I don't know, but if you don't help her out, she's gone.
Gone?
You know, gone.
So she's gone.
Gary, do something.
I'm sorry, sweetheart.
Should have been more endearing.
Should have been more interesting.
Should have been a better foil.
Should have catered to your audience better. Should have catered.
Gary?
I'm sorry, Amanda. I really am.
Hey, wait a second. Wait.
What is it, stranger?
It's, do you hear that?
Hear what?
It sounds like it sounds like a siren.
What's going on?
Shut up. Listen.
Afternoon, gents. Any of you know this man?
We all do, officer.
Why, it's James, the endearingly geeky and excitable local boy.
Oh, he's excitable, sir, I'll give you that. But not half so geeky or endearing as any of us might wish. We came by to tell you that we've arrested him for murder.
Oh, surely there's been some mistake, officer. James is eccentric, but he's no murderer.
He slaughtered 5 men this afternoon, Gary. Oh. Each was a hard-working family man with numerous cute children. We've prepared some soft piano music to underscore any discussion of their lives, so that upon hearing it, you'll feel as though you were intimately familiar with them.
I feel as though I already were.
James, you animal, you monster.
I am what I am. Call me a monster if you will, but know that there is a part of me deep inside each one of you. I live on inside every person here.
He's so bone-chillingly metaphysical.
I'm not sure what he said makes any sense.
Shh! Shut up!
This kind of horrible, bloody tragedy was very unexpected in a sleepy town like ours. If only this young man had had some sort of mentor. Someone to look up to.
Oops.
Oh, see what you did. Geez. See what you done now.
How did he kill his victims, officer?
Sorry, friend. The details are so gruesome, I've been sworn to secrecy by the government.
Ah, we won't tell anyone.
Very well. He didn't just kill his victims. First, he eviscerated them.
Whoa, too medical.
He cut them open with a rusty knife from here to here. Then he pulled out all their guts and blood and gore material. But that's not all. After removing the entrails, he wrapped them around the victim's neck, and then he used them to hang the victims from trees in their own front yards. He was careful to leave the victims alive, and so they hung like that until they died of exposure.
That's ludicrous.
That's fantastic.
Did I mention that he also severed each victim's gesticulomandibate and stuffed it in their mouths?
I definitely did not see that coming.
And because tonight is Halloween night, none of the neighbors or people who drove by the houses thought anything of the grisly spectacle. They assumed the bodies were elaborate Halloween decorations. It really was the perfect killing spree.
Yes, perfect, perfect. And I promise you, I'll use every dirty trick in our corrupt legal system to get myself back on the streets in no time. And then I will kill again.
Okay, boys, let's take him downtown and throw the book at him.
Oh, how amazingly tragic.
I hope you throw away the key.
No, everyone deserves a second chance. Do you think you can turn his life around?
Boys, listen to me. I may be a stranger to this town, but I know one thing that's true no matter where you go. There may be dark days, there may be storms on the horizon, but always and forever, the strongest power in any man's life is love. Maybe it will just take, you know, a certain someone.
Wait, don't take him away. I love him.
She loves him.
Amanda.
James.
Okay, boys, now let's take him downtown and throw the book at him.
James, I'll never leave you. I'll always stay by your side. You've got to believe me. I love you, James. I love you.
I should have started the music.
That was so compelling. It didn't need music.
How could she love that monster?
Oh, it's her fate.
How could she do anything but love him?
That was a brave thing you did there, friend.
Oh, thanks. It's not hard once you know what they want.
But now they'll want you to stay.
No, because they think I botched my part with James.
You sure botched your part, stranger, with James.
We're all real disappointed in you.
Sorry, boys. I guess I'll just have to be on my way.
I guess you will at that.
How's it looking outside, Gary?
Well, I'll be. It's completely clear.
Rupert, you think you can take a look at my car now?
No need.
Why is that, Rupert?
He fixed it during one of the musical interludes, between scenes.
Of course he did. Well, gentlemen, thank you for an enlightening afternoon.
Wait. Gary, you're just going to let him go?
Well, Lloyd, I don't see any need for him to stay.
But you can't.
Why not?
Yeah, why not?
Because he's my son.
Oh, for Christ's sake.
You better get going while you can.
Sit down, Lloyd. We've had enough for today.
Good night, gentlemen. And good luck, Gary.
Thank God that killer's reign of terror is over, huh?
Thank God, indeed. I thought it would never end.
Now life can return to normal here in our sleepy little town.
We can go back to being unsuspecting and naive.
Nothing left to do but pick up the pieces.
Remember the past.
Honor the dead.
They were such good family men.
Well, we know less, but they're in a better place now.
They're not hurting anymore.
They're safe. They're warm. They're happy.
We should all be so lucky.
Amen to that. Amen to that.
You have been listening to Chatterbox Audio Theater's production of Romana Clay, featuring Greg Crossness as Gary, Stephen Burke as Stuart, Alicia Queen as Amanda, Alan Busby as Bob, Bill Short as Lloyd, John Roan as Les, Henry McDaniel as Rupert, Robert Arnold as James, and Andrew Sullivan as Special Agent Mason Stone. Music written and performed by Catherine Whitfield. Produced by Andrew Sullivan. Written and directed by Robert Arnold. This is your announcer, Tom Badger. Chatterbox Audio Theater is a nonprofit, web-based community theater that advances the exchange of ideas by channeling creativity and artistic collaboration into recorded audio works that enlighten, entertain, and inspire. Download all of our shows free at www.chatterboxtheater.org.
You're tuned into Monday Matinee on the Mutual Audio Network. Tomorrow is All Things Horror on Tuesday Terrors. Subscribe to the full Mutual Audio Network feed for every day, or find Tuesday Terrors in your favorite podcast players.
The Mutual Audio Network. Listening and imagining together.